Well, this morning we have a couple of guests joining us here in studio. Michelle Behrens is with us along with Stacy Pellitz, and we're going to talk Operation Christmas Child again this year. How are you?
Very well. How are you? Not too bad.
Good. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate you, ladies, stopping by and visiting. You have been coordinating this for more than a couple of years, right?
Well, we're not even the ones coordinating this year. We're just helping get the word out about the importance of putting together a shoebox for the kids. But this has been going on at our church for a decade now?
Over 10 years.
Yeah, over 10 years.
Yeah.
And this is sponsored through the Evangelical Free Church here in Atlantic?
Yeah. We are a drop-off site for the program. So there's lots of drop-off sites throughout the United States, but this is the one in Southwest Iowa.
It's been pretty popular, hasn't it?
It really has been very popular, which is exciting because every one of those shoeboxes translates into a gift for a child.
Let's talk a little bit about the program in detail for those. It's been a year, so maybe folks have forgotten what it's all about. It's all about kids.
It is about kids. It's basically, it's a time for us to go out and fill a shoebox for either a boy or a girl of a certain age and bless them with something that they wouldn't get otherwise in a country that may not even realize that it's Christmas time.
And family may not have means to be able to do anything for those folks, too. We tend to live in our own little bubble and assume everyone lives the way we do. That's obviously not the case.
That is obviously not the case. And some of the things that, you know, are recommended to go in these shoeboxes might be the only time they receive these types of items, whether it's toys or books or games or sometimes even necessities like toothpaste, socks, hats, gloves, flip-flops if it's going to a warm climate. Sometimes they just don't even have access to those things in those countries, much less have the means to be able to provide for those.
You bet. All right, well, let's talk about the nuts and bolts of the program. How does this work?
Well, you can, one of two things. You can use a shoebox from home, or you can stop by the Evangelical Free Church on Chestnut and all, or 22nd Street.
Yeah.
I have to think there. I always get Olive and Chestnut mixed up. Chestnut and 22nd Street, and there's shoeboxes available that you can use there, too. And then you go to wherever your favorite store is and fill it with items, and it has to be items that are not perishable, so you can't put in that favorite piece of chocolate, or it can't be something that is a violent orientation, like a toy gun or even an army guy, because some of the countries might be having a war going on or nearby, and they want to stay away from that type of a situation.
Understood. Electronic type things, probably not a good idea, too.
Not a good idea. If you do, you need to put some batteries with it, but then you bring it back and during our times, and we'll share those here. And then it'll be prayed over, and then it will be sent up to a distribution center up in Minneapolis. They go through the boxes, and then eventually they're shipped out all over the world.
Sure. Now, if I recall, isn't this a Franklin Graham brainchild?
It is.
It is. It's part of the overall organization called Samaritan's Purse, which is headed up by Franklin Graham, Billy Graham's son, and has been going on for a number of years. And the reach is all over the world. I mean, there are I don't even know how many countries this reaches, but I would say the vast majority of them. And they literally hand-deliver these boxes in person to these kids. And if you ever just get online and Google Operation Christmas Child and watch some of the videos of these children receiving the boxes, it is one of the most amazing, heartfelt things you can watch. But because the joy is absolute and it's real, and it really didn't take much on our behalf to do something so kind for a child like that.
Do the children know where the boxes are coming from?
Well, it depends. Sometimes there's a letter involved where a family might put a letter from them, and then they'll know. But otherwise, I don't think they necessarily know which country it comes from.
Because if you wanted to and you put a box together or several boxes together, you could jot a little personal note something that would be appropriate, that's just to let them know that someone else is thinking of them at this time.
Oh, yeah, you can do that. And I know you can track them. Mm-hmm. So I know Stacy's family has done that.
Yeah, we do track them. So we actually include a little note about our family in the school pictures of both of our children, because you pack for either a boy or a girl. So our daughter packs for the girls, and our son packs for the boys, and then we'll put their school pictures in there and a little note about our family. And then when you can pay for the shipping, it's about $7, I believe, per box to ship this. And you can go online and pay for a shipping label, and then attach that to your shoebox. That shipping label then allows you to track to see which country it was delivered in, and they'll let you know when your shoebox has been delivered.
Sure. So when you box these all up and you ship these off, you don't necessarily know where they're going?
Correct. It can be Africa. It can be, you know, Southeast Asia. Yeah, we don't necessarily know. They figure that out up there in Minneapolis.
Okay, and that's a lot of figuring out to do, because it sounds like there are an awful lot of boxes that show up there.
There are an awful lot of boxes. Stacy mentioned the videos on the website. They showed a video at church the other Sunday, and it was an adult woman who had received a box and is now working for this organization. Mm-hmm. And just the things that she needed at that time was school supplies. And they needed something to have for school, and that's what showed up in her box. And it was just the coolest thing, because it's like God knew this was meant for her and her family, and it supplied all their needs for what they were wanting. So it was neat.
You bet. Well, in some cases, you're talking about locations where folks have very little, not just of possessions, the things that we kind of take for granted, but all the little things. You know, sometimes it's running water they're missing and things like that. I mean, these are going, in some cases, to very remote locations where folks appreciate the slightest little thing they might come into. And usually they have to work hard to get what they get.
That's exactly right. You know, if you think back 100 years ago when our kids might play with jacks or they might play with jump ropes, mm-hmm. and today technology has kind of overtaken a lot of those fun games, to these children, that's the greatest gift they could get, is a pack of playing cards or a jump rope or a thing of jacks, because suddenly they have something to occupy their time that's not, you know, a stick or, you know, the things that they have to scrounge for. So I don't think we have a concept of the extreme poverty that a lot of these countries live in, but they are also, for the most part, very grateful for what they do have. And this makes this type of gift even more special to them, because it's not expected. There's absolutely no level of expectation or entitlement with these folks. They are just really grateful to receive what they're given.
Sure. Now, some might ask, okay, so how much does it cost me to fill up my shoebox? I guess that's entirely up to you, right?
Yeah, totally up to you. I mean, when we were doing it, when our kids were little, we even would take and recycle some of the things from my kids' drawers of goodies, whether it's a bouncy ball or something, clean it up and put it in that way. And that way it's getting used that way and not thrown away. But yeah, you can go to the dollar store or Walmart or Bonneson's or Capital's or wherever you want to go, and you can fill it up and spend whatever amount is in your budget.
Yeah. And I know we've talked about this before, but some of you folks have used this as a family activity too.
Absolutely.
It is a family activity. It's also important to help you have the conversation. It helps you to have the conversation about how fortunate we are with the things that we have, what we do have that's in excess that we could share with others. So then it even spurs outside the ministry of Operation Christmas Child, what else do we have that we might be able to share with others? And can we be grateful and thankful for the things that we do have? So, you know, I wouldn't say that we have that conversation as often as we should, because it's easy to get caught up in life and not be grateful, but certainly we have it once a year when it comes around time for Operation Christmas Child.
It's kind of a big reminder.
Yeah.
Yeah, very much so. All right, let's get back into the nuts and bolts of this then. The point now is to get out, get those shoe boxes, or pick up the boxes if you don't have any handy at home, and then just go out and do what you like to do. You like to go shopping, right? Go out and do a little shopping and pick up a few things here and there, and you can get that filled up. We have drop-off times, locations. You want to share that information again?
Absolutely.
So our drop-off location is the Atlantic E-Free Church, which is located on the corner of 22nd Street and Chestnut. It's the green and white metal building, and you'll likely see a big semi parked in the parking lot and a sign out front that says Operation Christmas Child. And I'll let Shell talk about the dates and times.
The dates are November 18th through the 25th. The 18th is Monday, and it's from 5 to 8. Tuesday is from 6 to 8. Wednesday, the 20th, is 1 to 3. Thursday, from 6 to 8. Friday is 4 to 8. Saturday is 10 a.m. to 5 o'clock, so you have a little more time. Sunday, the 24th, is 1 to 6, so go to church and then bring it by. And then the final day on Monday the 25th is 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Very good.
And if you can't make one of those specific drop-off times, you can always leave it in the office. If it's during office hours at the church, you can certainly leave it in the office, and they'll make sure it gets put in with the shipment.
Okay, very good. Easy enough. And you've had some success in the past. Do you have a goal set this year, or are you just hoping for as much as you can get?
As much as we can. It seems like we improve every year. We always have more numbers. Unfortunately, Stacy and I did not get that number before we came today, but I know that it's been significant over the last 10 plus years, and it seems to keep growing, which in itself is amazing, because you would think that it would kind of, you know, have its time where it just sort of plateaus out, but people are still being generous, and as long as the word gets out, people seem to understand the importance of it.
Excellent. Well, there's plenty of time for us to focus on our own family and our own circle here for Christmas. Maybe early on we can focus on some folks who don't necessarily have that circle or that family like we enjoy.
That's exactly right.
Very good. Stacy, Michelle, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it. Thanks
for
helping
us
out with the program again.
You bet.